No, this chant, this is a Nityananda pranam mantra. It's in the Pancharatra Pradipika book. Very nice pranam mantra. Nityananda maham naomi.
Lord Balaram. And because of that,
he is Shalvarsha, and then he is the three ocean line Vishnus. There is the Charana, Uddhava Shai Vishnu, the Vishnu who lies in the Charana ocean, the causal ocean, which is the Atata. Then the Garbha Uddhava Shai Vishnu, the Vishnu who lies in the Garbha ocean, the cosmic amniotic ocean. And then there is the Chirudha Shai Vishnu, Chirudha Shai Vishnu, the Vishnu who lies on the ocean of milk. These three ocean line Vishnus are the three forms of the super soul. One is the super soul of all the universes, one is the super soul of this universe, and one is the super soul that appears in the hearts of all the living entities. This is explained like this. I think they're one, but they have these different manifestations. And then finally, the initiation. So all the way down from top to bottom, it's Nityananda all the way. because the principle of Balaram is that Lord Krishna has all of his strength and power is really manifest through Balaram. He's his older brother, and also he's bigger. Usually, we have first deities I worship in my temple were Jagannath deities, and I had the occasion to pick them up, and Balaram was much heavier than Lord Chaitanya. So he, because he's big and heavy, because he is full of Baal, the strength is spiritual strength, the Prabhupada explains this. Because he gives spiritual strength, therefore he's the original guru. And so that Nityananda Prabhu enacts that. But also Lord Balaram, cosmically, Prabhupada describes as his manifestation is the force of gravity. So anytime he has gravity, he goes down, think of Lord Balaram. Lord Nityananda today. Anyway, in this chapter, there are extensive discussions by Vishnudas Kaviraj Goswami explaining each of these manifestations of Nityananda Ram. So you get a proper idea of just who you're dealing with. But the chapter ends in a very interesting way. Which I want to turn to that one here. Because Krishna's Kaviraj then, after describing all these things on a very high and cosmic level, he then wants to tell some occasion of his own experience, his own mercy he received from Lord Nityananda. And this is a very wonderful story. And it's always very affecting when devotees can describe their own experiences in Krishna consciousness. So here's the experience of the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, because he explains he achieved so many things by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, but one of them is writing the book that we are discussing today. We have to thank Lord Nityananda for this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I will not try to pronounce it in Bengali. I'll just read very well that. I'll just read the English of this particular pastime. I'm starting here, it's not even in chapter 5. I'm starting at text number 157. So Krishnadas Kaviraj says, "The ocean of Lord Nityananda's glories is infinite and unfathomable. Only by his mercy can I touch even a drop of it." So he's just been describing all of these glories. He could go on for a long time, it's just a drop. Now he wants to turn to something else. "Now please listen to another glory of this mercy. He may have fallen living in the sea, flying to the highest limit. To disclose it, it is not proper, for it should be kept as confidential as the natives. Yet I shall make it, I shall speak of it, to make his mercy known to all. O Lord Nityananda, I write of your mercy out of great exaltation. Please forgive me for my offenses. And he begins the story. Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a servant named Sri Manikatana Ramdas, who was a reservoir of love. At my house there was Sankirtan, day and night, and therefore he visited there, having been invited. Absorbed in emotional love, he sat in my courtyard, and all the Vaishnavas bowed at his feet. Mahaprenamai, this absorbed in emotional love, Mahaprenamai. In a joyful mood of love of God, he sometimes climbed on the shoulders of someone offering obeisances. And sometimes he struck others with his foot or mildly slapped them. So this eccentric behavior was a manifestation of his ecstatic love. When someone saw the eyes of Nityananda Ramdas, tears would automatically flow from his own eyes. For even a constant shower of tears, flowed from the eyes of Nityananda Ramdas. Sometimes there were eruptions of ecstasy, representative flowers, on some parts of his body. And sometimes one limb would be stung, while another would be tender. Whenever he shouted aloud the name Nityananda, the people around him were filled with great wonder and astonishment. One respectable Brahma named Sri Narada Mishra was serving the deity. Respectable Brahma is Vipraharu. He's a very cultivated Brahma, Vipraharu. And he was at his place, the Pujari. When Minikitana was seated in Vihar, this Brahmana did not offer him respect. Unless he thought he was here. Seeing this, Sri Ramdas became angry. And he spoke. This is what he said. Here I find the second Romharshan Sutta, who did not stand to show honor when he saw Lord Balaram. After saying this, he danced and sang into his heart's content. But the Brahmana did not become angry, for he was then serving Lord Krishna. The prophet says here, that Nityananda Ramdas was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When he entered the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj, Gunarva Mishra, the priest, who was worshipping the deity installed in the house, did not receive him very well. A similar event occurred when Romaharshana Sutta was speaking to the great assembly of sages at Naimisharanya. Lord Baladev entered that great assembly, but since Romaharshana Sutta was on the Vyasa side, he did not get down to offer respects to Lord Baladev. The behavior of Gunarva Mishra indicated that he had no great respect for Lord Nityananda. For this idea was not at all powerful, and this idea was not at all powerful in Nityananda Ramdas. For this reason, the mentality of many kings around us is never deprecated by devotees. In other words, it wasn't many kings around us could see that actually in Vrindavan Mishra, he had some misgivings about Lord Balaram and about Lord Nityananda. That's why he didn't offer. Nityananda Prabhu was a hobbit in person. Sometimes his behavior is also strange. He's also mentioned in that Chaitanya Chakravarti has been very merciful and very funny. So some people did not appreciate Nityananda Prabhu, and this is a mistake. We also see the beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat that Vrindavan Das Thakur goes to some takes some pains to talk about those people who don't appreciate Lord Nityananda and understand his position. So that must have been an issue at this time. So this Vrindavan Mishra was one of that. And therefore, Nityananda's a servant when he came to Ram Dass was not honored. At the end of the festival, many king of Ram Dass went away, bringing blessings to everyone. At that time, he had some controversy with my brother. So this is like really close to home. This all happens at his house, and now he rather in conflict with the brother and we say it's a similar problem. My brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. Knowing this, Sri Ramdas felt unhappy in his mind. I then rebuked my brother. These two brothers, I told him, are like one body. They are identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. If you have faith in one but disrespect the other, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a hen. This is part of the nyaya. The idea that the farmer who liked the egg laying in the beginning, but didn't like the food eating in, which he had to pay for. But then had the idea of cutting the egg in half and eating all the profitable side. This will not work. You pay one, you have to pay the other. Prabhupada uses this example of people who, when they hear a scripture, I like this part and I don't like that part. You have to take the whole thing. So he's saying that similarly, you have to. Nityananda and Chaitanya are one, he says, they're like eight hundred, one body. You cannot put them in that. Then he goes on and says to his brother, it would be better to be an atheist, Prashanda, by slighting both brothers than a hypocrite, Bhanga, by believing in one and slighting the other. Thus, Sri Ramdas broke his flute in anger and went away. And at that time, my brother fell down. I have thus described the power of the servants of Lord Vishnu. Now I shall describe another characteristic of this mercy. That night, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. Because of my good quality in chastising my brother. In the village of Jamalpur, which is near Nairhati, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. in the purple of their instructions how to get there by your roads.
It's still current.
So it's a real place, and it's Jamalpur. So that's where he named specifically. Notice how he tells you exactly where it was, which night it was. It's really engraved in his memory. Nityananda, the name of the dream. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisance, and then he placed his own lotus feet on my head. Uta, Uta, arise, get up, he told me. Again and again, upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy, blackish complexion. And his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Gandharva, the secret himself. He had beautifully formed hands, arms, and legs, and his eyes like lotus flowers. He wore a shirt. He wore a silk cloth with a silk turban on his head. He wore golden earrings on his ears and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. His body was anointed with sandalwood coal, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. His face was more beautiful than millions upon millions of moons, and his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing hair. His body moved to and fro, right and left, for he was absorbed in ecstasy. He chanted, "Krishna, Krishna," in a deep voice. His red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a magic lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. His devotees, a little more, his devotees, dressed like cowherd boys, surrounded his feet like so many bees, and also chanted, "Krishna, Krishna," absorbed in that ecstatic love. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved charm hands about them. Thus I saw such opulence in Lord Nityananda Swami. His wonderful form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. "Oh, my dear Krishnas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things." After saying this, he directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand. "Go to Vrindavan, there you will take all faith. This way." Then he disappeared with his associates. I fainted and fell to the ground, and then my dream broke. When I regained consciousness, I saw the morning had come. I thought about what I had seen and heard, and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. That very second started for Vrindavan, and by His mercy I reached there in great happiness. All glory to Lord Nityananda Bhara, by whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. Lord much in under, by whose mercy I have obtained shelter. The lotus feet of Shiva and Sri Samatha. By his mercy I have attained the shelter of the great personality Sri Raghunathas Goswami. And by his mercy I have found the refuge of Sri Swami Ramadhan. By the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, I have learned the final conclusions of devotional service. Bhaktira Siddhanta. And by the grace of Sri Rupa Goswami, I have tasted the highest nectar of devotional service, Bhakti Rasa Prana. For the Siddhanta and the Bhakti Rasa, please do. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. I am more sinful than Jagai in my life, and even lower than the worms in the stool. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Who in this world of Nityananda show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. I should mention here that at one point there was a meeting between Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Mahaprabhu pointed out that I've spread my net at the Sankirtan group and I've captured many people, but really the people I've been successful with, he says, are elevated people like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakasananda Saraswati, elevated class of people, but there's a whole lot of people who are getting away. And there's a list of those. And that list is, the Prabhupada translates as the fallen student class. and so that Nityananda especially, as he says here, he is the incarnation of mercy, Kripa Avatar. Kripa Avatar. And he's manned by prema, in those conditions he can't tell the difference who's good and who's bad, and so he gives mercy to everyone. So certainly the spreading of the Sankirtan movement is especially a movement of the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who's benefited everyone. And when I read the fallen student class, I knew they were talking about me because it's a precise description. So Krishna Skandaraj continues, he delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Although I am sinful and I am the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. I'm not fit to speak all these confidential words about my visiting Lord Radhan Gopal and Lord Govinda. Lord Radhan Gopal, the chief deity of Vrindavan, is the enjoyer of the rasa dance and is directly the son of the king of Braj. He enjoys the rasa dance when Srimati Radharani, Sri Lalita, and others. He manifests himself as the cupid of cupids. Wearing a yellow garland, he's quoting now from Shunbhava's, wearing yellow garments and decorated with a flower garland, Lord Krishna, appearing among the gopis with a smiling lotus face, looks directly like the charmer of the heart of Kutya. With Radha Lalita serving him on his two sides, he attracts the heart of all by his own sweetness. The mercy of Lord Nityananda showed me, Sri Madan Mohan, and gave me Shema Benoha as my Lord and Master. And you can see how much he understands everything he has achieved. The deities of Vrindavan, the association of the Rose Harmonies, all this is coming from Lord Vrindavan. But we can understand that we would also like to attain these things.
Days especially.
We should always be worshiping Lord Vrindavan, especially on this day. He granted to one as low as me the sight of Lord Govinda. Radha Govinda. Words cannot describe this, nor is it fit to be disclosed. On an altar made of gems in the principal temple of Vrindavan, amidst the forest of desire trees, Lord Govinda, the son of King Raj, sits on a throne of gems and manifests his full glory and sweetness, thus enchanting the entire world. By his left side is Srimati Radharani and her personal friends. Within Lord Govinda enjoys the Rasa Leela and many other pastimes. Lord Brahma, sitting on his lotus seat in his own abode, always meditates on him and worships him with the mantra consisting of 18 syllables. This is given in the Brahma Samhita, Brahma's mission of this mantra. Everyone in the 14 worlds meditates upon him. All the denizens of Vaikuntha sing of his quality and pastimes. The goddess of fortune is attracted by his sweetness, which Sri Rupa Goswami has described in this way. And then he quotes a very nice, beautiful verse by Sri Rupa Goswami. I'll read the English. You know this verse. My dear friend, if you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands at the bank of the Jamuna Acacia, casting sidelong glances. He places his spoon to his lips, which seem like newly lost gifts. This transcendental body bending in a few places appears very bright and moving. Krishnadas continues, without a doubt, he is directly the son of the king of Raj. Only a fool considers him the statue. For that offense, he cannot be liberated, it was considered the beauty of statue. Rather, he would fall into a terrible hellish condition. What more? Therefore, who can describe the mercy of the lotus feet of him, Lord Nityananda, by whom I have attained the shelter of this Lord Govinda? All the gurus of Vaishnavas who live in Vrindavan are absorbed in chanting the all auspicious name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the life and soul of these Vaishnavas, who do not know anything but devotional service to Sri Radha and Krishna. They are the prana of these Vaishnavas. The dust and shade of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas have been granted to this fallen soul by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda said, in Vrindavan all things are possible. Here I have explained this brief statement in detail. I have attained all this by coming to Vrindavan, and this was made possible by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. I have described my own story without reservations. The attributes of Lord Nityananda, making me like a madman, force me to write these things. The glories of Lord Nityananda's transcendental attributes are unfathomable. Even Lord Shesha, with his thousands of mouths, cannot find their limits. Laying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Radharani, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, Narayan, Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. There we have a very nice story of what was happened by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We should this is a good day to meditate on this story. It's a personal story of Krishnadas Kaviraj, and in the same understanding of Lord Nityananda, seek shelter and so to speak. Sri Nityananda Rama Ki Jai. Om Prem.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.